Good morning, y'all. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to bless you this morning and praise the Lord for being alive this morning and for giving us life. I was just reminded again that all everything that exists and everything that is comes from the Father. There is no other source of where things come from except from our Father in heaven. And it is safe to give our whole heart to Him. It is safe to invest our future in Him. It is safe to give up all that we have and return it back to Him. For it is His and He has made it anyway. It is safe to give us our lives to Him. And I was also in that thought, we also realize that Satan cannot produce anything. Everything that he does and pulls off, so to speak, he uses resources that God has made. And somehow God is okay with that. Somehow God gives Satan that liberty to do that. And I believe that it is because God has created man God has created man in a sense to play out as instruments to play out and to prove that it is possible to overcome Satan and his ways. And in that way, he allows Satan to use his resources, so to speak, so that there is something, there's resources to actually be used. And so that was one of the things that I was thinking about this morning. And in light of that, I would like to talk a little bit about something that is very commonly done in this world, and that is two areas both involving our words. And it is interesting that all matter and all resources were spoken into existence. And there's different interesting studies that were done already on, you know, the difference between a household of blessing versus a household of cursing. One of the practical things is the area of flattery and slander, which both are used to control and manipulate. And so one of the things that a brother told me here recently that really spoke to me is that flattery is something that you would use directly to a person's face, or flattery is something that you would say to a person's face but not necessarily say about him to other people. And slander is something that you would say about a person, but not necessarily to him. And it really brought a clarity to me in those two areas, because slander is oftentimes the motivation behind it is to tear someone down and thereby lift ourselves up. And flattery is oftentimes the motivation there is to make someone feel good, for them to then have more favor with you, thus giving you a personal advantage and gain. And that was really convicting to me. But the blessing of that is also brought a lot of clarity, because it really, sometimes when we want to bless someone, we're not quite sure if we want to say it or not, because what if it's flattery? And so we withhold our tongue. And other times we would like to say something about someone just for clarification, but we refrain from it because we for sure don't want to be found, you know, guilty of slander. And so that was helpful to me to just to clarify that if it's something that we have said to the person and it's something that needs to be clarified, I don't think it's necessarily slander. You know, if it's something that is on the negative side, and then vice versa, flattery, if it's something that we would say about the person, if it's a gift in him, strength, and also to say it to the person just to encourage him and bless him. I know that's how it is for me. An honest word of blessing when someone points out something that they see a strength in me, especially in a time of discouragement when Satan is having all kinds of inroads as far as when discouragement comes in and Satan on top of that wants to whisper negative things of failure into our ears. And then if a brother comes along and gives us some genuine encouragement by pointing out some strengths that he sees in our lives, in our life, I know for me that has been a great lifesaver already. And God can use that, and we don't necessarily have to think that that's flattery or refrain from saying it because of fear of flattery. There's a way, I believe, that even God, you know, in the example of his son, he numerous times said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So that is something that we can use. Our words, there's a ditch on either side, so to speak. Our words can be used to tear someone down, or they can be used to build someone up. And I would just like to encourage us all to give our mouth to the Lord Jesus Christ today. There's so many people. There's so much out there where words are just carelessly flung around and loosely used. And I think the Bible would confirm that our tongue is probably the most powerful instrument in both God's and Satan's kingdom. And it's amazing what can happen if we dedicate our mouth, our tongue, to the Lord every morning and begin with blessing and praising him. So may the Lord be with you and encourage you today and strengthen you and fill you with himself and fill you with peace.